Teresa Shook, founder, Women's March. At first, I was depressed and felt hopeless. I jumped on Facebook, hoping to find some women to commiserate with, to help make sense of what had happened. I got on a thread where women were feeling the same, and the more they expressed hopelessness, the more I felt that old, fiery urge to do something. So I commented that we should march. One woman in that thread said, "I'm in," and that was all I needed to hear. I jumped off the Facebook page and went to make a private event. Before I went to bed that night, there were about 40 women attending and another 40 or so who had indicated that they were interested. When I woke up the next day, there were over 10,000 women attending and another 10,000 women interested. I started saying, "Oh my God, oh my God," to myself over and over, trying to take it all in. Then I got busy bringing more women on board.
Bob Bland, Women's March co-chair and national organizer. On election night, my daughter came in before her bedtime at like 8 o'clock and said, "Mama, tell Hillary Clinton I'm sorry." And I was like, "Oh, baby, why? The night's young. There's still a lot of states to come in." She said, "Yeah, but Hillary Clinton has 3 states and Donald Trump has 21. Because, see, even though she's 6 and a half, she can at least read the numbers. I was the one in denial. She knew. She knew exactly what was happening. And I couldn't, you know. Just like everyone else, by 2 a.m., I'm sitting there with my mouth agape, staring at a now empty screen and thinking, what is my life going to be now? And what am I going to do for my family? I was pregnant at the time, and I thought, oh my God, I'm about to bring another girl into a world where we've just demonstrated that the world's even more sexist than we had imagined. And the most hateful person, the least responsible person, the one that reminds me so much of the people I'm battling at work in the manufacturing world of the fashion industry in New York City right now, someone like that is actually going to be the president of the United States." So at this point, I had a few thousand followers in this Facebook group of nasty women, and they all came to me online the morning after the election saying, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" And it just hit me. I was like, well, we should march on Washington, D.C., on Inauguration weekend, and I put it out there. Within 2 hours, thanks to the magic of the internet, my friend in Philadelphia, who's also a sustainable fashion designer, called me, and she was like, "Hey, you'll never guess. There's somebody else planning a march." At this time, Teresa's page was called the Million Woman March, and I saw that she had a few thousand more people who said they were going than I did, so I connected with her, and I said, "Hey, Teresa, I just wanted to share with you that I'm also planning a march on Washington that same weekend. Why don't we combine forces?" And between her and some of the other organizers, we were able to merge the pages.
Carmen Perez, co-chair and national organizer. Teresa didn't feel she had the capacity to organize a march of that caliber. So she gave her blessing to Bob. They consolidated the two events, and then Vanessa Rubel came on board and in turn reached out to Michael Skolnick, the chair of the board of the nonprofit The Gathering for Justice, to find someone who could organize a march. And Michael said, "I know exactly who you need, Carmen Perez and Tamika Mallory. They can organize in their sleep."
Cassidy Finley, Director of Communications and National Organizer. It's kind of beautiful how Teresa birthed this idea into the world and let it go. She gave us this idea and didn't want to hold it and control it.
Brianne Butler, Global Director and National Organizer. I got on Facebook and saw a post from a mutual friend, Bob Bland. We had tons of friends in common through the fashion industry, so I messaged her and asked her what I could do to help. She said, "I saw you used to work at Facebook. Can you help make Facebook pages for all the states to mobilize to get to DC?" This was funny because I was actually working as the executive pastry chef at Facebook New York. But at that point, it didn't matter. She added me as a host of the event, which led to a 32-hour love affair with my computer screen. I thought we were going to break Facebook.
Vanessa Rubel, Director of Operations and National Organizer. The decision to hold the march in January emerged out of Facebook chatter. But what tipped it to the 21st, the day after the inauguration, was that it was a Saturday, and therefore working people would be more able to attend and kids would be more able to join since they didn't have school. It also shifted the feeling of what we are doing out there. We were not going out to shout in the face of would-be inauguration goers and clash with them. We are there to stand calmly together, speaking as one voice.
Ginny Suss, producer and national organizer. Vanessa told me there were rumblings of a mass women's march happening on the internet. She was just finding out details, but she asked if I wanted to be involved. We had co-founded and worked together at OK Africa, a media company. I jumped at the chance. I had been devastated by 45's win. It was like looking into Dante's Inferno and watching the devils falling into the fiery pit. I was foreseeing having this fascist, racist, reality star idiot in office and was horrified about what that would mean for immigration, for healthcare, for reproductive rights. I was thinking about the loss of human rights, the threat to Black Lives Matter, to LGBTQ people, our education system. I was sort of compelled into action in a way that I hadn't been in a really long time.